Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, or I don't know, depending on what time it is, wherever you are. Man, it's a Saturday, so that's fun. I don't know. I'm just kind of hanging out. Lincoln, you guys all know Lincoln. He's always kicking it. So what? Holy my! Did Lincoln? Did you just talk? Lincoln? What?
No, I figured.
Are you serious?
Why not? I kind of get sick of just barking, and I didn't just.
You guys.
So I figured, why not?
A Lincoln has. All right.
I'm gonna do what I always do. I'm gonna talk.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you, Lincoln. Okay. What are we gonna do?
Hi, everybody. Hey. So,
I can't believe it. You know, I hear this the other night. No.
I just signed.
Okay, good, Lincoln.
Yes, hi, everyone.
Okay. Oh, God. So, okay. Why did that music stop, Lincoln? Okay. I woke up the other night and Lincoln was sitting over me. And I hear this like, you look like.
Well, I figured.
What, Lincoln?
Why not?
Well,
I kind of get sick of this barking.
So I was in there and
I heard this
noise. Oh my God. Okay, Lincoln. So I hear this noise and I just hear this. I woke up and Lincoln's sitting over me going, ooh. And
I was wondering, can I
Lincoln,
introduce the show tonight?
Sure. Okay.
You
go
always
ahead, Lincoln.
Get to do it. You what? Always, every, and you always
I know.
Tell me that I can do it.
Yes, always. I know. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, everyone.
Go ahead, Lincoln. Jesus.
This
Lincoln.
Is okay. Cryptids and mysteries of unknown. And,
okay.
And we're going to tell you guys about everything, okay?
Mysterious disappearances?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here we go. Okay.
You told me I could do this today.
There you go, man. Okay. The crime at the this we're gonna go. I'm going over mysterious disappearances. I didn't know. Man, I'm not allowed to say it. Like, it's 4:20. I'm just gonna say that. And so if I'm a little off on whatever, yeah, I mean, if you know what I'm saying, I'm not. I'm not saying, you know what. So today, man, we are going over mysterious disappearances. So yeah, that's what I thank you, Lincoln. Yeah, Lincoln's well. All right, what's up? Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Lincoln. All right, everyone's always so happy to see him, and I always appreciate. Fuck you, Lincoln. All right, man. Okay, so we're just gonna get into this. I just figured we're gonna do I'm gonna do this episode thing. Again, this mysterious disappearances. I'm supposed to talk like real deep into the okay. Anyway, shut up, Link.
You know,
shut up. Okay, man. So I was.
One has three balls. And comes from outer space.
What, Lincoln? What?
E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Okay, thank you, God. Lincoln, we're talking about. I know. Okay.
No.
Okay, Lincoln. Mysterious disappearances. Okay. I'm sorry, Lincoln. At Portland International Airport the night before Thanksgiving in 1971, a man in a business suit, reportedly in his mid-40s, boarded Northwest Orient Airlines Flight 305 bound for Seattle, Washington. He had booked his seat under the name Dan Cooper. Once the flight was airborne, Cooper informed a flight attendant that his briefcase contained an explosive device. In the days before the thorough baggage inspections was standard procedure at airports, this was a viable threat. The flight attendant relayed the information to the pilots, who immediately put the plane into a holding pattern so that Cooper could build communication with his demands to the FBI agents on the ground. When the Boeing 727 landed at Seattle Tacoma Airport, I used to live, you know what? The other passengers were released in exchange for $200,000 in unmarked $20 bills and two sets of parachutes. Those always were. FBI. FBI agents photographed each bill before handing over the ransom and then scrambled a fighter plane to follow the passenger craft when Cooper demanded that it take off from Mexico City via Reno, Nevada. At 10,000 feet, Cooper lowered the air stairs at the AFT stairs at the aircraft and, with the ransom money strapped to his chest, parachuted into the night, still dressed in his business suit and all. The pilot noted the area as being near the Lewis River, 25 miles north of Portland, somewhere over the Cascade Mountain. Man, those are pretty mountains. I love it up there. I actually want to go back to Seattle. I'm thinking that it's going to happen. I might think we're going to pack out. Lady, we're going. Yep, Billy, we're going. Hell yes, we're going. So,
I was wondering, can I introduce the show?
No,
can I?
We already did, Lady. Thank you. God damn it. Anyway. Oh, where was I? The pilot noted the area as being near the 25 miles north of Portland, somewhere over the Cascade Mountains. I didn't read that yet, so I just read it twice, just in case you forgot. The mysterious hijacker was never seen again. The FBI, and I'm not reading anything, so Lincoln, that hurt. The FBI found a number of fingerprints on the plane that didn't match those. The other passengers were members of the crew, but the only real clue that Cooper left behind was his necktie. On February 10th, 1980, an 8-year-old boy found $5,800 in decaying $20 bills along the Columbia River, just a few miles northwest of Vancouver, Washington. The serial numbers matched those included in the ransom. Other than that, not a single note of the ransom money has turned up in circulation. Balls. That's cool. Thank you, Lincoln. Fuck you, Lincoln. Don't cuss on here. Oh, man. Origins in the name. The FBI launched a massive hunt for the man who hijacked Flight 305. This included checking the rap sheets of every known felon with the name Dan Cooper, just in case the hijacker had been stupid enough to use his real name. When Portland agents interviewed a man by the name of D.B. Cooper, the story was picked up by local reporters. This D.B. Cooper was cleared of any involvement in the case, but the alias stuck and was adopted by the national media. Well, man, who was Dan Cooper? Ask yourself. Countless books, TV shows, and even a movie that has attempted to answer this question. The FBI has investigated some 10,000 people, dozens of whom, at the point, confessed to their families and their friends they were the real D.B. Cooper. In October of 2007, the FBI announced that it had finally obtained a partial DNA profile of Cooper, with evidence lifted that the tie he left on the plane. I did. This clearly, I'm not reading anything. Did I mention it's 4:20 today? So just, you know what I'm saying. This was helped rule out many of those, you know, I did this. In October 2007, the FBI announced that it had finally obtained a partial DNA profile of Cooper, with evidence lifted from the tie he left on the plane. There. This has helped rule out many of those suspected, but those who've confessed to the hijacking itself. The author of one book was about the case Retired FBI agent offered a $100,000 reward for just one of the bills from the ransom money. He's never really paid out, but officially the FBI does not believe that Cooper survived the jump. However, no evidence of his body. Or bright yellow and red parachute he used to make up the jump was ever found. On December 31st, 2007, more than 36 years after the man forever known as D.B. Cooper disappeared into the night sky, the FBI revived the case by publishing never-before-seen sketches of the hijacker and appealing for new witnesses. Mysterious disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle. You always hear these stories about, well, is the Bermuda Triangle and the, and that, aren't they, I think they found like five of them now or something. I mean, I thought, thank you, man. I could be wrong. Maybe that wasn't it at all, actually. Yes, this is supposed to be like the triangle where everything always. I remember as a kid, man, I would always hear these stories about the Bermuda Triangle and shit like that, or like Bigfoot, or well, even. I mean, clearly we're in Scotland. When you would hear about the Loch Ness Monster, I was always real intrigued about the whole thing. I'd be like, holy shit, like I want, and then I heard about the alien thing. Now this was something that got, okay, man, I don't know why, there was, alien movies used to freak me out, and this is why, because, clearly you guys care, that's why I'm telling you. Like no matter where you are, you usually people that are getting possessed or something, it's because they're fucking around with some Ouija board or something and they deserve it because they're getting, you know, they're asking for that shit. But when you're not asking for it and you're just, and the sky is always over you, you know what I mean? So you're walking and you're like thinking, you're like, this could happen at any point, that you could get zapped up by any, scared the shit out of me as a kid, freaked me out. And so I would always hear these stories about Loch Ness and Bigfoot, and they're always intrigued, but man, the alien thing is what always freaked me out. But I'm fascinated, like nerded out, fascinated with the whole astronomy thing. It blows my mind. I have an astronomy podcast. You get the best astronomy news from to no avail astronomy podcast. I tell you what, clearly you can't hear the sarcasm in my voice. I don't. It was. That's what I was talking about. So reading about. I don't read. Hearing about the Bermuda Triangle stuff is always his book because it was, you know, I'm sorry, that's where I was going with the whole, it was a kid thing. I mean, the Bermuda Triangle is an infamous stretch of the Atlantic Ocean, you know, bordered right there by Florida, Bermuda, what is it, Puerto Rico, where that's where all the strange, you know, disappearances occurred throughout, really all history. The Coast Guard doesn't even recognize the triangle or the supernatural explanations of the mysterious disappearances. Here's some of the probable causes for the missing vessels, hurricanes, undersea earthquakes, and magnetic fields that interfere with compasses and other positioning devices is what they blame this on. Now, I get it. I could, okay. I buy it, but okay. But it's much more interesting to think that we're sucked into another dimension, abducted by aliens, or simply vanished into thin air, which is more fun. You know, you're almost excited about, you're almost like, holy shit. Like, I'm just gonna say this. I'm not that old. I'm 47 or 6 or something. And I guess, I was born in 77, so do the math. And I stopped counting at like 35. So, you know, I'm pretty bored, and the whole vanishing into thin air sounds more interesting than this. Anyway, so Flight 19, if anybody's ever heard of Flight 19, on the afternoon of December 5th, 1945, five Avenger torpedo bombers left the Naval Air Station at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with Lieutenant Charles Taylor in command of a crew of 13 student pilots.
Which one is it? Whoops.
Okay. I wonder if that matters. Okay. I'm not. Sorry. Okay. Where was I? About 90 minutes into the flight, Taylor radioed the base to say that his compass wasn't working right, but he figured that he would somehow fly over the Florida Keys. Flying is so easy. The lieutenant was received. The signal sold Taylor to fly north toward Miami as long as he was sure he was actually over the Keys. Although he is an experienced pilot, Taylor got horribly turned around, and the more he tried to get out of the Keys, the further out to sea and his crews traveled. As night fell, radio signal got worse, until finally there was nothing at all, and Flight 19 disappeared. A U.S. Navy investigation found that Taylor's confusion caused the disaster, but his mother convinced them to change the official report to read that the planes went down for causes unknown. The planes have never been recovered. Well, the spray. Joshua Slocum, the first man to sail solo around the world, ever should have been lost at sea, but it appears that's exactly what happened. In 1909, the spray left the east coast of the United States for Venezuela. You know what? I've got to find a story. Okay. Via the Caribbean Sea. Slocum was never heard of or never seen again and was declared dead in 1924. The ship was solid. The Slocum was a pro, but nobody knows what happened exactly. Perhaps he was felled by a larger ship, or maybe, because that happens, maybe he was taken down by pirates. No one really knows for sure. The Slocum disappeared with the Triangle's waters, but Bermuda Buffs claims Slocum's story as part of the area's mysterious and supernatural legacy. Always. The USS Cyclops. As World War I heated up, America went into battle. In 1918, the Cyclops, commanded by Lieutenant G.W. Worley, was sent to Brazil to refuel Allied ships. With 309 people on board, the ship left Rio de Janeiro in February and reached Barbados in March. After that, the Cyclops was never seen or heard of from again. The Navy says its official statement, the disappearance of the ship has been one of the most baffling mysteries in the Navy. All attempts to locate her have proved unsuccessful. What? There were no enemy submarines in the Western Atlantic at that time, and in December 1918, every effort was made to obtain German sources' information regarding the disappearance of the vessel. You know what? Just a second. Well, I didn't realize it was. Thank you, Lincoln. That's why I love you, man. That's why I love you. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. God, you're an ass.
This is bullshit,
okay,
Dad.
Okay, Lincoln. Jesus Christ. Thank you for hitting that. I love you. The Star Tiger, commanded by Captain B.W. McMillan, was flying from England to Bermuda in the early 90s. You know, I'm just going to do this a little bit. Thank you, Lincoln. Yeah, for real. Oh, man. I'll be right back. I love that song. It's that you like that part. Yes. No. No. Yeah. No. Me. I'm gonna take a break for a second, but I'm going. I'll be right back. Yeah. Oh no. Oh, Skinwalker Ranch. Yes, I do know. Has everybody heard of that? I've heard of this so much. But man, and the stories, it seems like they keep going. Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm curious. I've heard about it and I know about it. But okay, I'll shut up. This is where the wolf was. Yes. Okay. But. Okay. Hear so much about this. Okay, hang on. Bring it, okay? Okay. Sorry, I'm back. The what? Okay. Attention. See, that's the kind of shit that scares me. Yeah. That's like those, guy, the star people. Yes, no, they knew about the Sirius star before any of the, yeah, until modern day astronomy came around. Yeah, and they found out there's actually a star right in, yeah, anyway. Okay. That's what's that guy's name with the big hair? You know what I'm talking about? What's up, Lincoln? What's up, man? He's in a mood today. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yes, okay, I got one. One has three balls and comes from outer space.
You already said this.
E.T., yeah, the extraterrestrial.
Oh my god. Thank you, Lincoln. Oh my god. I'm trying to learn about. Oh my god. Okay. Sorry. We're watching stuff about Skinwalker Ranch. Josh.
Bullshit.
Really? Okay. Ow! Lincoln, that really does hurt. You know, and they, well, he can tell you about it. He can tell
this
you.
Bullshit.
Why, dude? Are you serious?
Bullshit.
Okay. Uh-oh. Hi, Bobby. Hi. Hey. Oh. He's the one that shot the big wolf. You know what I'm saying? Oh no. Those on the north side. I do. House. Hey, what do you? Did you lose your ball, dude? And I.
I showed, Dad.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. 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 I'll be quiet. Right.
Okay.
Dad.
Be quiet. Serious.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about? Don't they have a couple shows about this? Because I've heard this story. I thought there were more stories to it. Not trying to be rude, or just... Oh, good. See? I was saying. Thank you. Oh man, does that hear me? Look at that. Even if it doesn't read that. I need to watch that, don't I? Ooh. Goals. Doji people, that's sorry. The Dojis. We're gonna listen to a thing about them. Yes. They were the civilization about we're gonna list it in a minute. Dig those people. Hi Bobo, what are you doing? There you go. There you go. That's all you need to tell me. It's haunted. There's something not going right in there. I definitely think we need to back out. You're fighting for. One sock. My Cubs hat go? Shit.
Gun.
The gun, I...
To me.
Football or soccer is hard in the world, that's for sure.
The sheriff.
See?
It's on the internet, it's real. I swear.
Lincoln. God bless.
Okay.
He's.
Stop.
I mean, can't do that, like.
You sound a lot different when you talk in your mic and when you're out of...
There you go. There you go. That's... It was enough.
Shit, refrigerator.
I kind of want to ruin. Always wonder. Oh,
ship, like an airplane. Okay, I was thinking, I thought he said something else. I got you.
That's what I'm saying. Be anywhere in this.
Back by sharks.
Not agree that seriously. Life is way scarier, I mean, than if you can't. I hate when that happens. Yeah. Oh. This ruins your whole day. All year I worked on that. Now he means it. You know what? You know what makes it more hard to just... You can take the name, the Shermans, on a serious note, anything past here. More power to you. I'm just saying. For you. Yes. I can't. Okay. And did you try to hear me try to do this at the beginning? There was no way there was happening any. No, just telling you. Hey, I just looked at this. Hey, Lorraine. Sorry if I'm boring you. Anyway, are you still there? If you are, thank you for joining. If there's anything that you wanna, dude? Okay, wait. I'm trying to figure out what's. Okay, got it. Maybe. Maybe not. That's what I always at times. Yes. Sometimes. See, that's okay.
Massive boats. That's what I did. Wait a minute. And that is what I'm saying. It's enough for me. See? And they mean that. Nobody knows. I mean, that was proof.
I don't know. Anyway. I don't know. See, these are the mysterious things that happen. No, why would I run from that? Oh, I know you can't hear shit. When you say technical difficulties are taking place, that's going on right now.